Welcome to the Adult Puberty Podcast. I don't know about you, but navigating life as an adult can be just as uncertain, exciting, and full of growing pains as adolescence was. This podcast is all about self-development and growth in the areas of physical health, emotional stability, and spiritual maturity. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do it. What's up, y'all? My name is Ebony. I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Adult Puberty Podcast. All right, y'all. So I'm excited because today is our first real talk of season two. And I won't even hold you. It's a little difficult for me. I've been going back and forth about whether this would be an episode or not. And yeah, I guess I'm gonna make it an episode. So I don't know where you are in the world or in the country, but in my little corner, like, evil is rampant. Let me just say that. I mean, like, car robberies, murder suicides, you know, school shootings. I mean, I just saw the other day a mother and daughter got into it with the Spirit Airlines people because they didn't like the baggage fees. I don't know the whole story. But I did see the fight, which is crazy to me, right? And then Baddies West, that just started like 2 weeks ago. If you watch it, if you know, you know. And so there's just something in the air, the water, and the food. And it's kind of hard not to notice, right? And it came down my lane. So that's what today's real talk is about. So, you know, something that you guys don't know about me, probably because, you know, mostly I am chill and positive, right? Especially on a podcast. But I have a temper, right? I mean, like, a bad temper. Like, my father is the Incredible Hulk, and you know, we have this thing called going green in my family. So on my dad's side, it's a generational thing, right? And so that's how I know it's spiritual, right? That we have this temper and we call it going green. And if you ever seen Incredible Hulk, you already know what that is, right? But I've never been one who like popped off real easy. That doesn't ignite just from like somebody stepping on your toe or cutting you off in traffic, at least not mine, right? But it is real, right? I remember in college, my roommate and my friend were telling me that my eyes shifted and did something different. And they were just like, yo, your eyes and your face just looked like, and they were trying to tell me, like, right before I went down the hall to fight this girl. And so, needless to say, over the years, I've, you know, gotten into some things or whatever. Not a whole bunch, but I've gotten into some stuff. But over 20 years, I'll say that only because of the Lord has He cooled my temper, right? And it is a work in progress. So let's start with, this is a story, right? So I'll just start with, this was probably like a month ago, right? So I'm at a friend's house and we're playing Cash Flow, which, if you don't know, Cash Flow is a game based off of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it's like an educational finance game. I'm digging it. And so we were playing that for the first time and we both got kind of frustrated because we were like, damn, it's a lot. We don't know. You feel me? So I'm like, man, I want some like cucumbers. So she's like, yeah, let's take a break. She wanted coffee. So I'm like, so we go out to the store, go to the grocery store so that I can get my cucumbers. So we're in this grocery store and it's on a Sunday, which means like grocery store day. So it's like extra crowded. Grocery stores give me anxiety. Like, I don't like going in a grocery store. I go, obviously, but like, I am like a get in and get out type of person. Somebody strolling in the aisles, it's not me, right? So we're in this crowded ass store, and she starts by saying, like, this store is too expensive. Like, all this stuff is high. I'm like, maybe, but from what I've seen, like, groceries is high everywhere. You feel me? So I'm like, all right, I don't know, right? So then she is looking for like lump crab meat or something, right? And so she's like, oh, this is too expensive. This is why I don't like coming to the store. Da, 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 da. So she asks the seafood guy, she's like, hey, is this all you guys have or do you have more? And he's like, no, that's all we have, right? And then he kept it moving. So she's like, see what I mean? She's like, he couldn't wait to get away from me. And I'm like, what? Like, he was just doing his job. Like, what you want him to, like, stop and be like, no, ma'am, we don't have any of what you need. I'm so sorry. You could write in and ask them for it. Or I could go back in the back and check. Like, I'm sure, you know what I mean? Like, he just was like, nope, that's all we have, right? So she's like, see, this is why I don't like coming in the store. This is why I don't like this, blah, 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 blah. White people, this, blah, 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 right? So I'm just like, mind you, I'm dealing with my anxiety from being in the store. And now negative Nancy done started, right? So I'm like, I don't think it was personal. And, you know, hopefully you don't let that ruin the rest of your day, right? And I said that because she is mostly a negative person, right? And I just didn't feel like the waterfall of negativity that could potentially, you know, follow this man just not saying whatever, how she wanted him to say it. So whatever. So we leave the grocery store and she wants to go to Walgreens because she wants to get some nail polish remover or whatever. Fine. Go to Walgreens. I'm sitting in the car. She goes in. I'm like, oh, shoot, I forgot. I wanted to try this Eucerin thick lotion or whatever. So I go in there. She's like at the lipstick thing with like all these different shades on her hand, just like trying all the latest shades and shit, you know? And I'm like, so I get my stuff and I go to the car, right? So I'm getting irritated because I'm like waiting. Like I was not planning on being out like this long and whatever, right? So I'm sitting in the car waiting and I'm just getting irritated because I'm waiting. And it's like, what are you doing, right? So finally she comes out with no bags, right? So I'm and looking like somebody stole her bike. So I'm like what, like what's up, like what happened? So she was like, nothing. I just want to go home. She's like, I just want to go home. Forget it. She's like, I should have never even come out today. And I'm like, what? Like, what? Like, what could have happened in Walgreens, right? Is what I'm thinking, right? Because there wasn't even nobody in there when I went in there. So finally, she's like, she wouldn't give me cigarettes, talking about I need to have proper ID. She's like, clearly I look older than 18 and da 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 da. Right. And so I'm like, so she irritated. I'm like, so you mad at the lady for doing her job? Right. Like, she was like, I look older, AZ. Whatever. Right. So now it's time to get the coffee that we initially, one of the things that we initially went out for. Right. So I missed the turn to go to Dunkin' Donuts. She was like, you know what? Forget it. I just want to go home. I should have came outside today. This is why I don't be coming outside. Da, 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 right? And I'm like, bro, like, why does every little thing, like, send you off to, like, oblivion, like, into these moods, right? So as I'm saying this, I guess at some point, I don't know if she's, I honestly don't think she said it, but I don't remember, so I can't say. She apparently said that she asked me to stop at the gas station so she could, I guess, try to get cigarettes there. But then I rolled past it, right? So now she's irritated with that. Whatever. So finally, I'm like, yo, your energy is fucking with my energy, right? And because I just, mind you, I'm like already anxious from being in that store, the grocery store, way longer than I had intended to. It's an ADHD day, untreated, right? Where I'm just, it's out heavy. And then her negativity, right? And I just like, I had just had enough, right? So I'm like, why does everything have to like affect you to that degree, right? I'm like, the lady was just doing her job. Like the guy was just doing his job, you know, blah, 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 blah. So she's like, how is my energy with you? So now on the last episode, I talk about how I'm wired different, right? And how I think part of us having improved interactions and relationships with one another would be helped if, one, we discover how we are wired as individuals, and then two, try to share that with somebody just so they can have like a front row seat into like, you know, a part of us that they wouldn't normally, right? And just understanding how we're wired, right? And who we are. So I say to her, I said, you're just so negative. Like, it's a normal thing with you. Like, you're just a negative person, mostly. And I'm like, and all of that, I'm like, it just, it's too much for me. I'm like, on top of the fact that, you know, a part of ADHD I'm just now learning is the lack of patience, right? And not having patience and struggling with patience. And as I'm talking to her, saying that, she's like, well, my friend, her other friend, she has ADHD and she's patient with me. That just sent me like over the edge. I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to sit up here and like explain to you why you're affecting my energy. And I'm like, you always want somebody to like understand and sympathize with your whole ass. But when, you know, I'm really trying to have a conversation about why your behavior is bothering me, you compare me to somebody else that has nothing to do with who I am and how I'm wired, right? Which is insensitive. So we pull up to her house, her apartment, and I'm like, I just want to get my game and be out. Like, I don't even want to continue playing this. Like, I just want to get away from her at this point so I can continue to have a nice Sunday like I had planned to. So I open the trunk so she could get her bags out. And so she's like, you're not going to help me with my bags? Mind you, she had one bag and a bag of eggs, right? So she says, you're not going to help me with my groceries? I'm like, no. So she's like, whatevs, right? I keep it walking to go to her apartment, right? Sorry, I needed some water. I'm waiting at her door, right? Just like chilling. So I ain't mad. I'm not aggressive. I just want to get away from her, right? So she comes up with her one bag and her eggs, and she figured it out. And with her face all twisted up, and I'm looking at her like, okay, whatever, right? So she opens the door, and then I'm like walking in behind her, and she like slams the door, like tries to slam the door on me. And I'm like, yo, like, what is your problem? She's like, I don't want you in my fucking house. And she pushes me, right? So I'm like, yo, I'm like, don't push me. And like, I'm just going to get my game, get my stuff, and be out, right? So she yelling, she pushes me again. I'm like, yo, like, stop touching me, right? So I'm like putting the game together, and mind you, at this point, like, my heart rate is up, my voice is shaking, I'm having visions of like punching her in her mouth. Like, it's, you know, the green has like started, like I see it in my veins, and it's like at my shoulder, you feel me? So then she starts throwing the game pieces. It's like Monopoly money and cards. Like, she starts throwing it like towards my direction for me to like put it in the box, right? So that's irritating me, because you're now you're being disrespectful. Like, you throwing shit, right? So, and I still can't believe this is happening. Like, as I'm even telling this story, like, it was just so uncalled for, right? Like, so whatever. So then she comes up. I'm like putting the, you know, flirting the board, trying to get all this like shit together. So now she up on my shoulder, right? She up on, like, her body is on my mind. She like, hurry up, hurry up. You ain't moving fast enough. Like, I'm in fucking jail. You feel me? So like, I'm like, yo, and I'm, this is honestly how I said it. I was like, yo, I'm telling you, stop touching me. Right? And I know from my past that the worst rage that I have had comes from a place of calm. Like, I'm not an arguer. Like, I'm just not, you know? So she like, what the fuck you gonna do? You ain't gonna do shit. You ain't gonna do shit. Blah, blah, blah. Some other stuff. So I fall to my knees and say out loud, Lord, in the name of Jesus, please keep me from hurting her. And then I like take a breath and then I get up. Then she's like, you can't beat me. You can't beat me. You ain't gonna do shit. Something. Next thing I know, so I have this back massager, right? That is like everything for me. Like, I take this thing everywhere. Like, I have this thing with me all the time. So she takes this and throws it in the hallway. And I'm like the green is like here. It is stuck. But at that point, I get my bag and put the, you know, my game is in the bag. And she's like, I'm like leaving. And I'm like, do, 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 do. Which now I'm learning from ADHD is called stimming, which is something that people with ADHD often do to self-soothe, right? And so I'm just like, I hear myself, but I'm not really paying attention. And I'm like, do-do-do, do-do-do-do. And she like, you trying to be funny? You trying to be funny? And so now she's on my back. I am outside of her apartment and I'm going down the stairs. She's literally on my back, right? Saying something. At this point, I don't even know what she's saying. It don't even matter. But she's, again, on my person, on my body. You feel me? So get outside. She's still cursing, talking about whatever. I'm walking up the thing and I'm like, you'll never see me again. And she was like, you'll be around anyway. It ain't like you around anyway. Which she is right. But I still was a great friend to her from a distance because she is such a toxic person, you know? But like, she was somebody that I wanted in my life, right? But just, I had to keep at a distance just for my own like mental health, right? Because clearly from the story that I just told, I didn't like make myself put, like, that's really what happened. And it was just uncalled for, right? So yeah, she's somebody who has issues, right? But I'm tired of like people who have issues thinking that the whole world just needs to like bow down to you because of your inability to control your emotions, right? Like, I'm over it. So I got in the car and the first person I called was my cousin, and I just broke down crying. Like, because the rage that had been arrested in me by the Holy Spirit had just like released, right? And I cried all the way home and for like at least an hour. because of the rage that I, like, I wanted to whoop her ass. Do you feel me? Like, she was provoking me. She was, I felt bullied, for real, for real. Like, I wasn't aggressive towards her, you know, like, physically, like, especially, like, once I got to her house, like, it was just completely uncalled for, especially for the type of friend that I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not that friend who, like, every little whim or whatever she needs, I'm on it because of who she is, right? It's too much. I ain't gonna put her business out there, and I, you know, whatever. But she just has this entitled attitude that everybody from, like, clerks at the store to friends and family have to bow down to her because of her instability, right? And I ain't the one for it. So, you know, nobody walks away from like that, like, especially when you got green in you. And it was only because of the Lord. Like, I thank God that that didn't go a whole different way. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like, she needed her ass whipped. Like, literally provoking and bullying me. And I was no threat, nor was I threatening. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was hurtful as a friend, like, I'm literally in shock, right? Like, yeah, this person has had a history of, you know, a lot, but, like, I didn't ever think that that was something that I would be dealing with. Like, I didn't. So not now at this point in life. But, you know, even, like, animals, God made animals so that they have something with them that protects them in case somebody, you know, is, like, putting them in danger. You know, you put two little toddlers and one is provoking the other one who isn't doing anything, it's going to be a fight, is my point. You know what I'm saying? So that situation, as hard as it was, it again showed me the difference between my flesh, my soul, and my spirit. Because my flesh was ready to whip her ass from the first push. My soul had given up and was like, all right, we will try and be rational, but go ahead, flesh. And for that, like, 1.5 seconds where I felt like alone is when I decided to drop to my knees and ask God for help, because I felt the rage within me. Oh my God, I want to f*** this bitch up. Like, I'm sorry, language, but I did. But the Lord taught me, he taught me a big lesson. One, like, a week later, I was like in the shower and I was like thinking about it. And I'm like, just wanting to, like, punch this bitch in her mouth, just thinking about, just replaying her, like, you ain't moving fast. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, she a drill sergeant and I'm an inmate type. You know what I mean? Like, and I just was getting angry, just, like, getting angry inside. And my flesh was like, no, don't be mad now, because when you had the opportunity to fuck her up, you didn't. And I'm like, I know. And I'm like, I was obligated to whip her ass. Like, she came in with a coupon for one free ass whooping, and I needed to honor it because of the sale. And I even said, I felt obligated to whoop her ass, right? And don't you know, as soon as I said that, the Holy Spirit said, reminded me of Romans 8:12, you have no obligation to do what your flesh urges you to do. And all I could do was thank him and praise him, because he just showed me again, as he continues to teach me, I'm a work in progress, as we all are. And it just, he taught me what it means to walk according to the spirit and not to my flesh. It was just such a perfect example that I needed. And it was unfortunate in the way, you know, that I learned that. But that to me is the win. And that's a huge shift in perspective for me, that I won with, you know, somebody provoking me to fight and bullying me. And instead of doing that, I yielded to the Holy Spirit and I won, you know. So I don't know, you know, who this helps, but I hope that it helps you as much as it's helping me. So, all right, friends.
Thanks for sharing your time and the space with me today. I hope you heard something in today's episode that made a difference in some way to your own personal journey through adult puberty. Until next time.